how can I be in the world but not of the world? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. How can I be in the world but not of the world? Well, being in the world is a foregone conclusion. I am in the world. I am in the world because I'm conscious of being in the world. My consciousness makes me wherever I am conscious. If I'm conscious of myself in my mind as thinking that I am taking a trip on the river, going in a canoe, going down the Mississippi River, having a glorious journey, then that's what I'm doing, even though I may be sitting in my chair right here while I'm thinking about it. If I mentally visualize myself and my consciousness going down the river, I am going down the river. I am traveling down the river in high or low expression, in flood waters or normal waters, I am going down the river. And if it's a beautiful sunny day, I'm going down the river. Or if it's a moonlit night and I'm sailing along down the river. And I'm canoeing down the river and I am enjoying it thoroughly. And if I see myself stopping at the various communities, the various cities along the way, and I tie up my canoe at the pier and I pull it up on the pier itself, onto the dock, and I have my pack there, and I have my tent, and I have my paddles, and I have my water bottles, and I have various things that I have with me, and I set them there on the dock, and I turn the canoe over upside down on top of them, sort of giving them a little place to be. I am not protecting them from anything. I am not saying that no one will come along and disturb them. I am not thinking any thought like that. Those are my things, and I have covered them over merely because that's what I do. And then I put on a pair of trousers and a shirt and a pair of shoes, and I go into a restaurant. And I go into this restaurant, and I order a very lovely meal. And I sit there and eat my meal, and I think, gee, isn't it wonderful? And I smile at people who are walking by, and people come and they want to sit with me and talk. They say, would I be intruding if I sat down to talk to you? And I say, no, come right along. I create them. And so we talk. And I say, this is a lovely city. This is a lovely city to be in here. How long have you lived here in this city? And they say, oh, I have been a lifelong resident here. And they begin to extol all of the virtues of the city. And I thoroughly enjoy listening to it. And as they extol the virtues of the city, each virtue that they extol, I am there. I am there in the story of their building of their wonderful buildings. I am there in the story of their wonderful educational centers that are outstanding in the world. I am there as I see the manufacturing plants that bring forth the products that they do that service people everywhere. I am there, and then I finish my meal mentally, physically, and I say thank you to the various people who have stopped to visit with me and be charismatic with me. And I pay my bill and I leave the restaurant and go down to the pier, and there is my canoe gently covering all of my belongings, and I put the things, my belongings, in the canoe. And then mentally, I see the canoe put in the water. Now, I can see a number of people coming along and saying, "Well, what's all this about? That's lovely. Sir, may we carry your canoe to the water for you?" And they take my canoe for me to the water. And I walk along talking with them, telling them of my adventure going down the Mississippi River. Now, truly, you say, that cannot be that way. It cannot be that that is a reality. And yet, it is very much a reality. Just as each one of you listening to me talking about these things are experiencing the things that I'm talking about, so I too am experiencing the things that I'm talking about. Our life is made up of our thoughts. Our life is made up of our actions and our words. My life is a revelation of who and what I am inside of me. What sort of charisma do I have? What sort of feelings do I have? What sort of attitude do I have? Can I create a world of glory and goodness? Or can I create a world of sadness and pain? Either one is perfectly acceptable, because there is no glory and goodness or sadness and pain in the universe. There are only incidents, and however we interpret those incidents are what the incidents are for us. So, someone comes up to me and says to me, "I don't like you." And I say to them, I have created them coming up to me saying that they don't like me. And I say to them, "Hey, that's interesting. Why don't you like me?" "Well, because you do dumb things." "Well, what sort of dumb things do I do?" "Well, because you stub your toe and then you say, 'Ouch, it hurts, ouch, it hurts.' And then when your toe bubbles up into a big blown up thing, you say, 'Why did that happen to me? Why?' And then pretty soon they have to amputate the toe and you say, 'Oh!' And just before they amputate the toe, you say to yourself, 'Stupid. I don't act like that. I'm whole and perfect. My toe is whole and perfect.' And then mentally, I kiss my toe. I love my toe. I caress my toe. I tell my toe it's wonderful, it's glorious, it's good. I tell my body it's glorious and good. I tell my whole being I am glorious and good. And instantly, I begin to take my trip down the Mississippi River, and I have my trip exactly like I like it. The water is exactly the temperature I want it to be. The current carries me wherever I want to go, and I use the paddle to just steer or guide me to wherever I wish to go. And I have a lovely journey downstream, going at exactly the speed that I choose to go. I stub my toe. I instantly say to myself, 'I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order.' And I put my attention on something else, and the stubbed toe goes away. No matter how severe the stub may have been, no matter how severe the stub may have been to bring it to my attention and to say to myself that that stub is going to be something serious and bad, I take my attention to something else, and I claim first that my toe is whole and perfect, and I turn my attention away from it. And lo and behold, my toe is perfect. I talk with people. Every day I talk with people. And as I talk with people, they tell me all of the experiences in their life and why their life is not as glorious as they'd like it to be. And I say, "Your life is just as glorious as you'd like it to be, because that's what you talk about. The things that you tell me are exactly what you like it to be. Now, are you going to stub your toe and it hurts and it's not what you want and you're going to give it attention? Or are you going to give attention to the fact that your soul is whole and perfect, and that your body is whole and perfect, and every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect? That's what I do. I give my attention to the fact that every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I am the ideal. And people say, oh yeah, Herb, you can do that. Sure, you can do that. You're great. Yeah, sure. Everyone can do that. I can do that. I do that by practice. I do that by putting the cause in motion. I do that by speaking my word. I do that by being myself and knowing it and claiming it and experiencing it. People do not have to come to me and tell me of their problems, but they feel that I am going to help them to gain a new opinion about it. And that's exactly what I do. I give them a new opinion about it. I give them my opinion about their stubbed toe. Yeah, sure, you didn't stub your toe. I stubbed my toe. I'm the one with a hurt toe. No. I am the one that does not have the stubbed toe. I am the one that has every organ, action, function of my body whole and perfect. I am the one that live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. But, yeah, me, I want to do that too. I want to do that too. Well, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body by every moment proclaiming I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I will not for one moment proclaim something that I do not wish to experience in my affairs. I will not for one moment proclaim anything, name anything, that I do not wish to experience in my life and affairs. Well, Herb, you have said you had a cold once. You have said that you did this, you did that. Yes, and I paid the price for it. I paid the price of having the cold. Now, I didn't need to do that. I could have said I'm whole and perfect, and there would have been no cold. I could have said, under all circumstances where something apparently is happening that is negative in my world, I could say, all is in divine order. I could be master of my consciousness. I could be master of my attitudes and master of my experiences. Master of my experiences. Master of my experiences. Yes, 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 yes. Master of my experiences. Whatever I proclaim in my life is my experience. Whatever I speak my word about and admit to in my life is my experience. What is it that I would like to experience? I don't like to experience anything. I just experience it. If I would like something, that means I don't have it. If I want something, that means I don't have it. So if you come to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and you say, I want this, or I want that, or I want the other thing, then you don't have it, and you can never have it. But if you come to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and you say, as I do, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am great. I am good. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. And when I do that, then that is how it is. Yes, I can create any experience that I choose. And I can create going down the Mississippi River mentally. And I can take the trip and have just as much enjoyment as if I were, so to speak, physically taking it. Because mentally and physically are the same thing. And the more I realize that whatever I mentally project in my world, that is what I am physically experiencing in my world. And I choose this day to mentally project and mentally experience everything good and beautiful And I go to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and I say, I am whole and perfect. And the practitioner who greets me on the phone will say, wonderful, I see you whole and perfect. It's not that I want to be whole and perfect or that I would like it so much if only. It's I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am divine. And when I make these proclamations, these affirmations, when I make these statements of truth about myself, then that is my reality. I can make any statement I like, and my reality is right there. But I make statements of who I like to be, who I am, who I enjoy being, and I enjoy being my wholeness and my perfection now and always, because that's the truth about me. This is the truth about you, for so I have created you as I have created me. I love you. I love you. I love you.